Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to dissect the new annual report from the Western Cape's Department of Agriculture. It's basically the blueprint for the sector.
And it really dives straight into the pressures they're facing.
Immense pressures, yeah. What are the big ones right at the top?
Well, there are two major external headwinds. First is, you know, fiscal consolidation.
So budget cuts.
Exactly. And second is this rise in global protectionism, which directly threatens their foreign export markets. And those markets are just crucial for the Cape.
So how are they even planning around that?
It seems like they're trying to align with a much bigger provincial agenda. It's not just about farming in a vacuum.
Right.
It's all guided by the National Development Plan. But more importantly, it maps directly onto the Provincial Growth for Jobs strategy, the G4J.
And that's the one with that really ambitious goal, right? Something like 4 to 6% growth by 2035.
That's the one. But what's fascinating is what the stakeholders themselves see as the biggest threats to reaching that.
Okay, so what are they? What's at the top of the list?
Well, there are four that came up again and again. Number one is the lack of sufficient infrastructure.
Ports and roads, that sort of thing.
Yep. Then energy supply insecurity. No surprise there. The sector's huge vulnerability to climate change is third.
And the fourth?
This one is interesting. The perceived negative impact of national government policy itself.
Wow. So that's a pretty powerful statement about the environment they're operating in.
It is. And alongside all that, they make it clear that animal health and biosecurity are, like, non-negotiable. They have to get that right to keep export doors open.
And when you look at the Western Cape's profile, you can see exactly why those exports are everything.
It's so different from the rest of South Africa.
Yeah.
If you look at gross farm income, or GFI, it's just dominated by horticulture.
What's the number?
47% of all farm income.
Hmm.
It's all high-value crops. The rest of the country leans heavily on animal products.
And it's concentrated too, isn't it?
Hugely. The Cape Winelands district alone generates 41% of the entire provincial farm income.
So when they talk about high impact projects, they must be targeting that specific area and that specific need.
That's exactly it. They've flagged these major water projects to push production.
And what's the big one?
The one everyone's talking about is raising the Clanwilliam Dam. The goal is to massively increase its yield up to 169 million cubic meters a year.
That's huge. What does that translate to on the ground?
The projections are something like 6,000 extra hectares of high-value crops and maybe 9,000 new jobs, direct and indirect.
Okay, that is massive ambition. But can they actually pull these R billion plans off? What did the report say about their own internal capacity?
You know, that is the absolute core of the issue. Because externally, stakeholders gave them pretty good ratings. Healthy functioning was the phrase used.
But that's not what the people inside the department are saying.
Not at all. The employees themselves identified some really distinct internal weaknesses.
Which are?
Sufficiency of human resources and, of course, financial resources. Basically, they feel they're understaffed and underfunded.
So a self-identified constraint. But they did highlight a key strength, right?
Absolutely. Their strategic planning is seen as clear and effective, and they have a really robust commitment to monitoring and evaluation. They use systems like Fruit Look to track water efficiency.
Mm.
So they know how to measure performance.
Okay, so to sum it up, we have a strategy that seems built on solid provincial planning, but it's fighting against huge constraints like failing infrastructure and critically underfunding.
Right, there's a real tension there.
So I guess the question we're left with and for you to think about is this. When the department's own people say that financial and human capacity is their greatest weakness, can these huge, ambitious water projects ever be realistically implemented to hit those 2035 goals?